In a moment, we're going to talk about financial alchemy. 12 months of magic and manifestation. Morgana Ray joins me next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, alchemist, spiritual healer, wealth consciousness pioneer for 23 plus years. Morgana Ray is the number one international best-selling author of Financial Alchemy, 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation. Her fans call her a money goddess because of all the many documented stories of clients manifesting unexpected income of hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, and in some cases even hundreds of thousands of dollars within hours of doing her financial alchemy process. We'll talk about that and some of those stories. She comes from a long line of intuitive, magical, witchy women and has discovered her own magic to heal the rift between heart, spirit, and money. Morgana Ray on Coast to Coast. First time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Good to have you with us. Now, tell me how you mixed all this spiritual work and magical work into making money.
Well, that is, I think, the challenge for most spiritual, heart-centered people, especially, you know, I'm from Southern California, and spirituality maybe just as part of the culture here. So that was the easy part. And the money piece was my big area of pain, and I was a really spectacular failure. And I would do everything, every program, every, you know, whether it was business strategy or inner work stuff, and I was a great student, and I would do everything I was told and still fail spectacularly.
Yeah.
And I've come to believe that when you're doing everything you're supposedly supposed to be doing and nobody else's program works for you, even great programs, that maybe you are birthing something new. And so what I teach now came about sort of accidentally, and it was the only thing that worked for me. And when I looked around, it was so weird, and nobody else was teaching this. And I was asked to write an article about it for a coaching magazine, and this was 15 years ago. And the response was so dramatic that I thought, oh, I guess this is what I'm supposed to be doing and teaching. And what I found is I had overnight results, like, and I'll teach my process here, and my intention is to have some really dramatic shifts and success stories come out of just the people listening to this show.
Why does it happen so fast?
Well, I believe, now, it happens at the rate it's supposed to happen for individuals, to get the lesson they're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly, my stuff doesn't really have anything to do with money, but it gets financial results because our relationship with money is a real mirror of our relationship with life and ourselves. I believe money is the best spiritual teacher in the world because it gets your attention faster and more dramatically, and it impacts everything. It is the number one excuse for what we can't have, do, or be in life. And when we stop protecting ourselves, and this is, I think, the biggest linchpin, is when we make it safe to have money in our lives, it's like the brakes come off. And the thing is, everybody thinks they want money. We do. We want money because we need money. We want what money does for us. But when you are doing everything you can do to get ahead, or I also have worked with many people who are really good at making money and even better at losing it through weird accidents and lawsuits and stuff like that. But when you are honestly repelling and pushing money away, it's never by accident. You're not stupid. You're not a failure. There are always really good hidden reasons. They're not what you think they are. They are not the money story. They're what's behind the money. And when we can uncover the root cause and neutralize it, that's when it becomes safe to not only make money, attract money, but also keep it in your life when it's no longer a conflict with love.
Now, your new book is called Financial Alchemy. I always thought an alchemist was someone who was just always looking to create and make gold. Not true, is it?
Well, alchemy is the transformation of lead into gold, which is really, really useful because it means that we take our leaden human experience and we turn it into spiritual and material gold. The fun piece about what I think of kind of as a cosmic joke, that I ended up being really well known for my money results. And I know you read that my results have been as high as hundreds of thousands of dollars within hours. We've now topped a million.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'll tell Leslie's story.
Okay.
And she's, by the way, not the biggest number amount anymore. So the money part is fun because you can count it. And here I am being called a goddess and being called magical. And I was a math and science national merit scholar who was raised by scientists and lawyers. So if something doesn't have real world provable tangible results, I'm not interested. But I have to go with what has worked for me and what I've learned from thousands of clients over the years. And honestly, they've taught me everything that I teach now. The biggest piece being that change happens at the speed of safety. And if you are blocking something, and it doesn't just have to be money, it can be love, it can be health, it can be fame, it can be any number of things. But I'm best known for money, and money is the easiest to measure. But when it doesn't make sense, and you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, and you aren't getting results, there's a danger that you're protecting yourself from. And the first piece is to uncover it and find out what it is.
Give me an example.
Oh, let's see. For example, years ago, I was coaching a guy, and he had had an experience. And by the way, what I love about this example is so how far out of left field it is from anything that appears to have to do with money. But when he was a child, he and a little girl, they were about 3 years old, they were playing doctor, just checking each other out, like millions of kids do, innocent and harmless. And his mother walked in, and in that moment, he had such a sense of shame. We have no recollection of what the mother's reaction was or what she said or how she felt, but he had such an experience of shame in that moment that it negatively impacted his relationships with women into adulthood and his relationship with money. And when we uncovered that, and I'll take you through the process because it's not just the root cause, but that's an example of one that may sound frivolous to anybody who didn't live it, anybody who wasn't him. That was like the core of all of his shame. And when we were able to use that to initiate the process, not only did he have a completely different relationship with money on the other end, he made $1.5 million 6 weeks later.
6 weeks later?
6 weeks later.
Doing what?
He made a business deal. Honestly, he forgot to tell me about it, and a client that he had referred to me told me about it.
How could he forget to tell you about that?
You would be surprised. People get so excited about what I call the money honey, the new personified relationship with money. Carolyn Kahn is a healer back east, called me up to tell, she had heard me being interviewed, had bought my book, had done the process, and she had made $86,000 within 12 hours. And she called me up because she wanted to hire me after that, which I love. Hey, my stuff works on you.
Of course.
My favorite kind of client. And it wasn't until an hour into our conversation, after she's describing her money honey and what he looks like and how he dresses and how he makes her feel and all this stuff, it was in the last 3 minutes of the conversation that she mentioned the $86,000. So,
as an oh, by the way.
It's always the oh, by the way, because the money becomes the frosting.
And these aren't like lottery winners or anything like that? Or does that happen too?
Yeah, I have. I'm not crazy about lottery winning because It's not something in a client's control. Yeah, it totally has happened, but everything that I teach is really about putting the power into your hands, the responsibility into your hands. We do not want you to be the victim of the whims of money likes you one day and doesn't like you the next. We don't want you giving your power away. In fact, that's how I separate myself from things like, the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. The way it's often taught is that if you think and you vibrate and pretend you don't have any negative experiences, that circumstances will change for you. I believe in a very strong tendency of attraction, but I don't believe that salvation comes from outside ourselves. And I also believe that these really leaden, horrible life experiences that are part of being a human being are really, really useful. And it would be such a shame to have gone through the worst thing that you went through in life and not milk it for something really fabulous. It would be such a shame to just waste it. So we start actually going into the negativity intentionally, like taking off that positivity hat. If you are sleeping in your car, the worst thing to do is pretend that you're not. In fact, affirmations, there was this article, a study that came out of Wales years ago that said that affirmations made people feel worse because it wasn't ringing true to them. So what we want to do is we want to really let you own your worst victim experience and create polarity, because that creates the leverage to have a really dramatic change that sticks.
All right, so let's talk about this Leslie story and how she made over $1 million. What happened?
Okay, so I was speaking at the Sun Valley Wellness Festival 2 years ago, and I'll talk about the woman who introduced me later, but I had just spoken, and a woman came up to me who confided in me that she was in a really bad place, and she was actually suicidal. And I take that very, very seriously.
Yeah, you have to.
I do, and because I've had that experience, and I know what it's like, and I shared with her what I would want somebody to say to me. And I was just very honest about it, and I just told her that her only job right now is to stay alive long enough to come out the other side. And she signed up she bought my product that I was selling, and she did the process on her own. And she actually, the first time she went through the process, I found out a couple weeks later, I think she made $10,000 that day. The next time she did the process, she made $30,000. And then we had a 15-minute phone call. And I saw some areas of trauma that she hadn't touched that I thought that she should go for to do the process again. And she had had a house on the market for years, and nobody had even looked at the house in over a year. And hours after our phone call, somebody called to look at the house and bought it that weekend for $1.2 million.
Whoa.
Cool, huh?
Now, how do we know if it's luck or manifestation?
I don't know how to answer that. Because all I can say is that I get stories like this every day. And when it happens so often, maybe it's luck, but it happens too often to seem random to me. And I'm always hearing that it didn't work until this. And also, I'm going from my own personal experience that when we can change our experience and our relationship with life, not by pretending that the horrible stuff isn't out there or didn't happen, but really using it as momentum for something different, It does seem like the floodgates open. So there are experiences like that, and then there are experiences where people just behave differently because they have more self-respect and they have more self-love. And that, by the way, that's Perry. It's who brought me to the Sun Valley Wellness Festival because I coached her for a week on my goddess retreat in Bali in 2013. So in 2016, she has me speak at the Wellness Festival, and she's on the stage telling her story, and she's telling the stuff that I didn't know about. I knew about some, and then there was the rest of it. And she had made over $13 million in 3 years. She had struggled to come up with the money to do the retreat with me, and she had made over $13 million after that. And this is the first time that I heard this. And it was because she came home with so much self-love and feeling right about fighting for what she should have for herself and her family, not hurting anybody, but something in her relationship with money shifted so that she could be a good person. She's a healer. She's a coach. She's a motivational speaker. She could be a good person and also make that kind of money without hurting anybody else. So there are six steps to the process, because right now, you know, I'm kind of skirting around it, but I'm not giving you what I really want to do in the short time we have together. And I have my book that you mentioned, Financial Alchemy, 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation, that goes through my backstory and goes through the steps. And
it's also like a workbook, too.
It is totally a workbook, and because I created it first and foremost for myself, because I have thousands of books that I read once that sit on shelves, and I wanted something that people do. And when we get to the sixth step of the process, the sixth step is action. Action is magical. If you want physical, real-world results, you need to take physical action. So I wanted something people would open every day and get results. And also, I don't have the capacity to coach 7.5 billion people, but I want to help as many people as I can. So I want to, as best I can, replace myself with a book. And one of my recent clients, Pamela, she had her first $250,000 sales month just using my book before she hired me. And I don't mean to be like scaring anybody off with the big numbers. Those are the easiest stories for me to memorize in my limited capacity to memorize things.
How much is, you know, you talk about positive energy a lot, Morgan, and a lot of people do. How critical is that as opposed to being negative about something?
I think both are valuable. I think that our victim experience in life humanizes us and gives us the empathy and humility to respect the experience of other people and to help and heal other people. So I think that those experiences are important too and are actually treasures in retrospect. I also think that suffering is vastly overrated and we want to spend as little time there as possible. What does not work is being in pain and being hard on yourself for being in pain or being afraid. And when you're frightened financially, this is really deep, painful stuff because it's threatening your very right to exist, your livelihood. It's primal limbic system, a panic response. And money represents the deepest, most vulnerable issues of being a human being. It represents our lovability.
All right. Stay with us, Morgana. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and talk more about this. And then next hour, we'll take phone calls, questions, and probably stories about people who have succeeded or not. Well, next hour, we'll take your phone calls with Morgana Reyes. We talk about her work, Financial Alchemy. Lots to talk with her about. We'll go through those six steps she was talking about as well when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. You know, we have our own YouTube channel now. It's available for you to watch. If you go straight to YouTube, just type in there Coast to Coast AM Official, And if you're just going to go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, at the top, just click the YouTube icon. You'll see there, it's up there with Twitter and Facebook and all those things, and you'll be able to get to it. It's pretty cool. It really is. And welcome back to Coast, Morgana Ray with us. We'll take your calls next hour. Morgana, you mentioned six steps here. Let's buzz through them and then go back and talk about them. What six steps are there involved here?
You were talking about how the difference between being in a negative place and a positive place. Mm-hmm. The negative gets our attention that it's time to grow, but the happy results come on the other side when we're in a positive energy. So this is how to flip your experience of money and abundance and life from a monster of scarcity into a honey of abundance. The first step is uncovering the root cause. And this is your chance to just dump on life. You can start with the money stuff, but you're going to get much better results when you get beyond just the money story and you start looking at anything that has ever made you feel unloved, unworthy, ashamed, or unsafe, because worth and safety and love is what money represents. That's why it's such a touchy subject and so sensitive and so taboo, and it really wraps up all of our insecurities, really around love, worth, and safety. So that's step number one, is uncover the root cause. And it's not the money story, it's the stuff behind the money story that created the money story. The second step, and here's where it gets weird, is you are going to take all the crap from the first step, uncovering the root cause, and if you were to imagine that there was a person, I call this the money monster, that was responsible for every bad experience that you've had in your life, and maybe your ancestors' lives, and maybe the world at large. Just dump on all that hurt, all that bad feeling from step one. You want to make it a full body experience, and now make it personal. This is what changes everything, because we can talk about relationship with money and energy and all that kind of stuff forever, and it's still abstract. And I know a lot of people now talk about relationship with money, and they talk about money as a tool and it's a measure of value, and yeah, but I don't know how to have a relationship with a measure of value. But I'm old enough to know how to have a relationship with a really lousy boyfriend who cheats on me and says he loves me and then leaves and makes me feel bad about myself. And maybe somebody listening has had experiences like that with money, where it comes and goes and isn't reliable and makes you feel bad about yourself. So personifying money, that's step number two. It's all bad. The worst, biggest, baddest monster, the better. That will, again, it's like a slingshot. It creates leverage. And then the third step is destroy the monster. So you want to make it very real in step number two. And then in step number three, you destroy it by any means necessary.
You crush it, right?
Crush it. By the way, the bloodier the better, which is so funny because so many of my clients and followers are healers and light workers and vegans. and this is a really good opportunity to get violent. Only one of you is going to survive. Make it you. I have to admit that I've gotten more violent over the years with
now,
this.
When you say violent, why don't you explain that?
Well, if you're going to imagine that this money monster is a person with eyes, with thoughts, like the worst thing you've ever thought about yourself comes out of that monster's mouth. Like his truest reason to exist is to make you so miserable that you no longer want to live.
Jeez.
And he may do it through life circumstances or hurting people you love. This is really serious, deep stuff. That's why when Leslie told me that she was suicidal, that's why it was so easy for her to go where she needed to go to have such dramatic results so quickly, because she was already there. Don't go so far that you dissociate or that you create that or that you're in danger, but go as deep as you can go to get enough ammunition that destroying the monster is necessary. And imagine this is a person with a head and eyes and thoughts and clothing and arms and hands, and how would you destroy it? Some people imagine lightsabers, flamethrowers, meat grinders. I had a client who ran over her monster with a monster truck, atom bomb, whatever it takes for it to be gone with no bloody bits that can reconstitute and come back and haunt you. And it will feel different than anything you have felt in your life, because this will be the first time in your life that you've been without it.
Do you do this mentally?
Some people do it mentally. Some people act it out physically. You want it to be a full emotional, spiritual, physical experience, because you're rewiring your neurology when you do it. So the more extreme you make it, the better it works and the results. I have, if you go to MorganaRae.com, Ray is spelled R-A-E.com, and you click on success stories, it will blow your mind. And that's why I'm so terrible at remembering all of the stories. I was looking at it during the break. It's like, oh, Anna Mendez, I didn't remember that. Just on and on and on and on. Real proof that this works. But the deeper you go, the bigger the change inside and the bigger the change on the outside. But the cash follows the relationship. So we need to fix the relationship first. And the best way to fix it is make it as bad, all bad. Set aside all the good stuff for later. This is alchemy, turning lead into gold. When you've got a little bit of gold and a little bit of lead, you have what I call money mud. Hmm. And nothing changes. You just get stuck. So you want the first step in classical alchemy, going back tens of thousands of years, is nigredia, the blackening. So we are extracting all the bad stuff that we want to reject from your life that no longer belongs, and you put it all in the monster, and then you imagine destroying it until it is gone, and it will feel real. And some monsters, especially men's monsters, are hard to kill. Men's monsters, and I was really surprised to discover this, but men have worse money monsters. I love you guys, and I feel for you. It's hard for you to even go out on a date if you don't have money. It's just castrating, and it's tragic. And what I see is, change it on the inside, and on the other side, this is what men tell me, you will be the man you've always wanted to be. You will be the hero. And that's why your monster is so hard to kill. It's supposed to be so that you can be the hero that you really are. And those are the first three steps. This is the hard part. That's why I spend so much time on the first three steps.
Those are the hard ones?
Oh, I would.
So now it gets easy?
Who wants to go into all the pain and drama of the monster? But it's like the portal. It's what makes it all worthwhile. Every crappy thing that you got through becomes worthwhile here. When you destroy the monster, you create a vacuum. And by the way, that can feel light or empty. It can also feel scary. And that's okay. It just needs to feel different. And just check around inside yourself to see if there's any monster lingering around. By the way, the monster is not you, because we're not destroying you. That's why we make the monster outside of you. Then when the monster is gone.
How do you know it's gone?
You just know.
It's a feeling?
It's a feeling.
All right. So then it's you
a
move.
Feeling. And the wonderful thing is, people tend to be really honest about it. If there's a little bit left, that's not failure. That's just, oh, you've got a little bit of monster left. Clean that up. Get rid of that. I've had cycles with clients, especially my retreat clients in Bali, where I've done five levels in one session before we finally got to the real monster underneath. So give yourself the time you need to just keep going until it's gone, and be willing to outlast the monster, and you will get there.
So
when it's gone.
That's point three.
That's point three. Now the fun part. And yes, there is a fun part. The monster is all that's wrong in life and the world. It's when the monster is dead and gone, all that's left is love. And that's the new relationship with money. So the monster was a person. The new relationship with money is going to be a person. Male or female, depending on who you're attracted to. I have found through trial and error and coaching thousands of people that a new money person who you would be romantically attracted to works best in, like, dollars, in money, works best because there's something about romantic love that brings out the best in us. It heals all those little crooked places inside of us. It makes us glow. It makes us more expansive, more noble, more generous, more happy, and we're seeing ourselves through the eyes of the beloved. So you would see yourself as the hero through the eyes of a beautiful woman, and you saved her. You killed the monster for her, and I'm speaking to you, George, because you're a guy.
All right.
And it also works for lesbians, gays, transgender, but I'm just speaking to who I'm speaking to right now. My money honey is a guy who looks more and more like my husband every day. So step number four is you meet your money honey. You have this vacancy now for a new relationship with money, and all that's left is love. So you meet this beautiful person. Sometimes I find it useful to just imagine, where would you want to meet the person, indoors or outdoors, and relax into the sensory experience of the location, and then just imagine what I call your money honey walking towards you, and then allow yourself to be surprised. Sometimes, and I have funny stories on this, sometimes it's not at all what somebody expects, but it works. And they feel loved, and they're attracted, and results happen. I had one woman, Lynn, who her money honey showed up in her mind's eye dressed in the John Travolta Saturday Night Fever.
Leisure suit?
Yeah, which she thought was ridiculous. So she kept trying to imagine him in something else, but that was what he wanted to wear. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I'll back up and explain the steps. He told her, she asked him what she wanted him to do. She was in a terrible financial situation where her clients hadn't paid her in months, and she wasn't able to meet payroll that week, and she was really frightened, and she did the process, and she slayed her monster, and now she's got this ridiculous money honey who wants to dress like John Travolta. And I loved it. As soon as I heard it, I knew she had struck gold because he had a sense of humor. So he told her to transfer money from one account to another, which on the surface doesn't solve anything and seemed like,
as long as he was saying, don't transfer it to his account.
Well, he's an imaginary person, so that's
all
not
right.
A problem.
Okay.
But so she did what he told her to do, because he, when they had a conversation, which, by the way, is one of the things that's so useful about making money a person, especially if it's a good person. So she did what he told her to do. She went to the bank the next morning, transferred the money. On her way back to the office, she stopped to pick up coffee for her employees, mm-hmm. and she's standing in line, looking at her cell phone, checking her email like we all do now, and she gets this email from a client who owed her over $10,000, and it wasn't due for another 60 days, and he was going to wire the entirety that day, which was going to cover all her debts and payroll. And she looked at the timestamp on the email and the timestamp on the bank deposit slip, and it was a difference of 2 minutes.
That's great timing, isn't it?
I know. Let's see if we can tighten that up. So that's meeting the money, honey.
That's point four. You got two more to go.
Five is, well, now that you've got this cute guy or gal who loves you and chooses you, because this is your relationship with money, so this person loves you and chooses you, and that's non-negotiable, and you do not have to earn this person's love. You already have it, but you can repel this person by doing certain things, and I think I have a list, but I'll give you some other stuff that's not on the list. Devaluing yourself, or becoming complacent, or letting people not pay you, that kind of stuff just breaks your money honey's heart and can really drive him or her away. And then you get financially anxious and remember your money honey and get back into relationship and straighten it out. So step number five is, now that money is a person that you want to have a relationship with, now you get to have a conversation. And I recommend you start out by asking a question like this, because this was the question I asked my money honey the first time I met him. What do you need so that you can stay with me the way you desire to? So the underlying presumption is your money honey desperately wants to stay with you, but because you have a body, you have the power. You are the gatekeeper. You can let this money honey love on you and stay with you for the rest of your life, or you can close the door and get back into bed with a monster. But the bed is not big enough for the three of you. So it can only be the money honey or the monster, and you have to choose. So because you have the body and you have the power, you decide. And you can ask your money honey, what do you need from me so that you can stay with me? And that's when you get freaky, awesome, higher wisdom. It's like a highway to your best intuition without any of your neurosis in the way, because your money honey, being an outside person, imaginary, of course, coming from you, but your money honey doesn't have any of your hang-ups about your worth.
All right, hold on, Morgana. Okay. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back and get the sixth and final step, and then we'll take calls.